there are a lot of factors that will impact your overall health. Availability of healthy food, how frequently you exercise, and access to health care can influence your well-being for years. And these factors, in large part, can be determined by where you live.
Our next guest recently analyzed statewide data to see how the county you live in could help shape your well-being.
Malia Jones is an assistant scientist and social epidemiologist at UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. She recently wrote a piece for WisConText called Comparing Wisconsinites' Health in 2018, County by County. Malia, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So what do we learn looking at health county by county that we don't get when we look at a state or even larger a region or a country?
I think what's interesting about looking at these data, which come from the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps Project, is the extent to which the place that you live really does affect your health. And we see these big health disparities at the county level from one county to another that really show that there are differences in terms of both the factors that affect health at the county level and also health outcomes.
Healthy health are words that we use a lot in everyday language. I think we all have ideas of what a healthy person looks like, but I'm guessing that research and data has much more specific ideas of what that means. So what kind of factors are you talking about when you talk about healthy or unhealthy?
In this case, what we're talking about, you're right, there are lots of different ways to measure health. In this case, health outcomes are measured primarily using two sort of factors. The first is length of life. And they look in this case at a measure called years of potential life lost. It's a measure of deaths that occur before people have reached their life expectancy. And then the other part of it is quality of life. And in order to measure quality of life, they looked at whether people report being in good health, whether they report being in good mental health, and preventable hospital visits.
And I should say tomorrow at 4:15 or 4 o'clock, 4:15, we will be talking about the dropping life expectancy rates in the United States. So the project looked at a number of factors such as smoking rates, poverty, access to healthcare, and much more. These all impact health in different ways. Why look at those issues in particular and tease them out from each other?
The project is really focused on solutions, like many public health efforts. And what we want, the purpose of teasing them out separate from each other is so we can look for potential ways to intervene and what might be the most effective way to improve health in those places that are not doing well and what's really working well in the places that are doing well in terms of health outcomes. So when we just look at life expectancy, we see these differences, but it's sort of hard to know what's causing them without unpacking some of those factors that affect differences in life expectancy. And so we look at the different factors, including health behaviors, social and economic conditions, and other factors.
Well, and I found it interesting reading through your article and the report that some of these factors are related, at least in part, to personal decisions, which I think are those that we think of first when we think of, you know, whether someone's right, healthy or not. But many are actually really out of the control of people to control or change.
Right. You're exactly right. A lot of the factors that are listed here are individual health behaviors, and that's what we think of first. You know, things like smoking, exercise, diet decisions, but to some extent, even those behavioral choices are outside of a person's control because people are constrained in terms of the choices they can make by their environment. So people who live in areas that have a really poor food environment might not be able to make high-quality food choices. And then in addition, and actually those health behaviors only make up a small part in terms of how these factors we looked at are weighted. What's much more important is the social and economic conditions that people live in. So things like poverty and unemployment, especially child poverty, really do have an even larger influence on health than those individual choices.
Well, and let's focus in on poverty for a moment. So that is an issue, as you said, that's taken into account when it comes to health. What are some of the specific ways that poverty can impact an individual's health and well-being?
Well, so what science tells us is that poverty affects people in many different ways. One of the pathways is through, as I said before, constraining the choices that we can make. People who live in poverty, you know, can't maybe buy fresh fruits and vegetables from the most expensive, most wholesome food sources. They might also have inconsistent access to food, so they're struggling with food insecurity. They're more likely to live in poor quality housing and be exposed to violence in the neighborhood that they live in. And then in addition, living in poverty is very stressful. And just that chronic experience of stress activates an immune response that can have really long-term damaging effects on a person's health outcomes, even in the absence of all that other, all those other, you know, more direct pathways.
I'm guessing that with all these different factors, some are weighted more heavily than
right.
others. How heavily would you say poverty has to be weighted to really show the impact it's having?
So the social and economic factors together are worth, in this model, are worth 40% of the overall score. And those social and economic factors include things like education, unemployment, poverty, and so forth. In this case, though, children living in poverty is one of the most influential factors of any of the things that we see here. So it's weighted at 7.5% of the overall score. And I think the only thing that ranks higher is adult smoking and unemployment, which are both rated weighted at 10% of the overall score.
We're talking with Malia Jones right now. She's an assistant scientist and social epidemiologist at UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. And we're looking at research that looks at health disparities county by county in Wisconsin this year. Malia, you just mentioned adult smoking rates. What are we seeing in the rates of smoking, and how much does that vary from county to county?
We do see variation from county to county. Smoking is definitely a normative behavior. So in some places, it's much more normative to smoke than in others. And so when you look at the map, you can see rates of smoking varying across the different counties. And that does have an effect on the overall health outcomes. So we see, for example, high rates of smoking, as well as higher risk factors and a lot of these other factors we've been talking about in Milwaukee and Menominee counties, which are also ranked highest or lowest in terms of health outcomes.
So, Malia, looking at those maps, and those maps are available at wiscontext.org as part of Malia's article, what parts of the state seem to be doing pretty well overall?
The parts of the state that are doing the best tend to be suburbs and exurbs of our major cities. So these are places that people who have the means to be homeowners in a, you know, suburban neighborhood, send their children to local quality schools. They tend to be more affluent, more white, and within an easy commute of a major metro area. So especially the suburbs of Milwaukee we don't have results at below the county level. If we did, we would see that the suburbs of Madison looked about the same.
And you use the term exurb. What is that exactly?
So an exurb is what we think of as something that's it's sort of a small community just outside of a major city, but it's sort of separated from the city by some kind of rural area in between. So it's like a little community of its own, but it's attached by commuting patterns to a major city.
And what about the parts of the state that aren't doing as well? Where do we find those concentrations?
Well, as I mentioned, the two counties with the lowest health rankings and also health factor rankings are Milwaukee County and Menominee County. And these are our two counties that have historically very disempowered populations, high rates of poverty and child poverty, high rates of risky health behaviors such as smoking and alcohol use. And then outside of those two places, we see sort of a broader pattern where our most rural northern counties have the highest risk factors for health outcomes, as well as the poorest health outcomes.
Were there any surprises in the data for 2018?
The data for 2018 show so one of the things that we're seeing nationwide actually is decreasing obesity rates and the decreasing influence of obesity as one of the major predictors of health outcomes. There are some other surprises in there in terms of tobacco use is not going down the way we would like it to be. Alcohol use has also been pretty stable since the Great Recession. And I think the general patterns have been very durable.
Hmm. And briefly, as we wrap up, how can public health officials use this data to find and address health issues in their county or statewide?
Well, one of the things that I'm really interested in as a person who studies the way social factors affect health is the how weighty those social and economic factors really are in terms of overall health outcomes. And the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps Project actually makes several recommendations that are scientifically grounded about how communities can address social and economic conditions locally in order to help improve some of those outcomes. So addressing, you know, major health issues like child poverty and unemployment.
Well, Malia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Malia Jones is an assistant scientist and social epidemiologist at UW-Madison's Applied Population Laboratory. She was with us to talk about how health disparities around the state are showing up for 2018.
Her piece at WisContext is called Comparing Wisconsinites' Health in 2018 County by County. Find that at wisContext.org.